Kaya Biz.
Inside your business. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
We're getting inside your business, all right, here on Kaya Biz with myself, Gugule Tumfupi. It is 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. Now, for many of us, when we think about the drive and the change that we want to see in our businesses, a lot of it is shaped by government policy. And we understand that government is preparing to launch a revamped transformation fund. This will take place as early as next week, according to recent reports, and has been met with some level of criticism, though. But to help us contextualize the understanding of the transformation fund and perhaps some blind spots that might appear, we join on the line by Jamil Khan, co-founder of the Unconventional CA. Now, Jamil is also an entrepreneur and also assists a lot of entrepreneurs with the level of mentorship and support in terms of driving resilience in their businesses. Jamil, great to have you with us and welcome to the show.
Awesome. Good to be here and thanks for having me.
Excited to speak to you. And I added the context around Unconventional CA intentionally because I think sometimes we use to chartered accountants, but you're one of the unconventional kinds, right? And maybe that's a good place for us to start, just to show how, you know, you add a level of robustness and look for the blind spots that might exist within the typical manner within which we run our businesses.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I mean, typically chartered accountants are labeled bean counters.
Yeah.
And we enjoy working with entrepreneurs. We unconventional because of we try to bring a different level of energy. We have a huge focus on the individual entrepreneurs themselves, you know, from a personal mastery point of view, because we do believe that mindset and beliefs kind of determine where you are going to go in terms of your future and your success. So that's sort of the unconventional element that we do bring into the support that we provide entrepreneurs.
100%. And I can imagine that you pay very close attention to the policies that do influence and impact entrepreneurs. And one such policy has been the revamping of the Transformation Fund. Maybe talk us through some of the changes that will be taking place. And this is specific to what we understand, companies being able to earn points regarding the funds allocated to ESD, and where you have concerns related to these changes in the policy.
Yeah, so currently, I mean, there's under the BEE or transformation policy, there's a mandate for corporates to contribute a percentage of their net profit to develop and grow small black-owned businesses in our economy, right? So, alongside that, so because the mandate is, from a BEE point of view, is focused on private sector companies having to increase their BEE level, the company themselves determine how they want to go about doing that, the private sector company. Now, I think the launch of this transformation fund is has sort of two concerns around it, right? The first thing is government are now offering an alternative for private sector to increase their BEE level by contributing to their fund, mm-hmm. right? So it's almost shifting private capital now back into the hands of government, right? And that's sort of the first concern is we already see like state-owned entities and the management of finances when it comes to governance. There's not a great track record.
Yeah.
Right? So now the first thing is now basically this capital that's now deployed to support SMEs is now moving into the hands of government. The second thing is the actual fund itself will be governed by a minister-appointed committee, right? So that's direct sort of control from government themselves around the fund mandate and how that funding gets dispersed, right? So those are already two main issues in terms of the capital and the flow of funds from this particular fund. The other concern kind of relates to BEE itself. I mean, BEE itself was created, with ownership control to kind of deliver control and value to Black South African companies, right? So creating the sort of easy compliance channel for companies to now, you know, if they contribute their percentage to this fund, they can move up a couple of BEE levels, kind of undermines the whole purpose around BEE itself in the first place. And so it's pushing sort of the same narrative in that it's giving companies an option to now rather tick the box and get their points as opposed to holistically looking at what do SMEs in our country need to develop and grow, and focusing more on outcomes. Yeah.
100%. I can imagine that, though, before these recommendations were shared, there must have been some level of industry consultation. Has that taken place? And were these views perhaps not shared with, I guess, not only the BEE Commissioner, but key members of Parliament who might have made these suggestions and recommendations?
I think that's still to come. The draft, and it hasn't been fully approved yet, as far as I understand. That's still to come. We'll see in the next coming weeks or days what that looks like in terms of where this goes. Yeah,
100%. As you say, we are looking for ways within which this can, number one, improve governance and controls and transparency in the movement of the funds, but also ensuring that transformation is a priority overall and can be measured. From your observations with some of your peers and counterparts in the industry, how else can we look to improve the interventions of prioritizing transformation, but also ensuring that there's clarity around the distribution of funds?
Yeah, I think you touched on both of those points quite nicely. The first being transparency, right? So, you know, we need a little bit more of a transparent process. I mean, the website was published, but whatever is on the website is very much in principle. So there's still a bit of detail to get through in terms of exactly what the mandate is, how it will be deployed, and who these funds will be deployed to, right? Because looking at the landscape itself, there was actually an article which came out from the Minister of Small Business Development, you know, calling for more players to help small businesses because they only have limited capacity and support, right? So now this transformation fund is going to be housed under the NEF, right, the National Empowerment Fund, right? And so currently with the NEF, I mean, they kind of focus on your high ticket deals, right? Mm-hmm. They're not focusing on the small business that needs 10 to 50K. They're focusing on higher capital ticket sizes. So we really need to understand, you know, the mandate of this fund. Who is it created and who is it going to be dispersed to? Number one. And then I definitely, the second thing is around the governance of this fund, right? If it's a minister appointed committee, you know, then really how much that already tells you that the control doesn't necessarily lie with public sector at all. This could be just another fund that government can tap into.
I'm keen to get your thoughts as well on, you know, ways within which we can improve efficiencies of ESD programs. I ask this because there's often been a lot of criticism around ESD programs perhaps just being a tick box exercise, but also entrepreneurs themselves not being fully capacitated to qualify for participation in these programs. When you take a look at the observations in the market, are there recommendations that can be made that can change these outcomes?
Sure. Look, I mean, I think ESD in general is looked at by a lot of companies as a tick box exercise. I think that slowly has been shifting. I mean, a number of the clients that we work with are focusing more on what are the outcomes that we want to achieve, right? Rather than looking on the front end to tick a box to get the compliance. So yes, there has been a sentiment around ESD. That it is a tick box. But I think what this transformation fund is doing is just ticking a bigger box. So then entities can just move up their compliance more easily, right? So yes, there is room for improvement on ESG programs. And I think over the last couple of years, it certainly has improved in terms of what are the outcomes that we need to achieve to actually grow SMEs in this country and actually create jobs, right? I mean, ideally, these are the things we want to do. But I don't think setting up a government-controlled fund is going to solve that issue, right? I think based on what we're seeing now, if there's no clarity around how it's going to be set up, what are the mechanisms that are going to be set up, if there's no involvement from private sector as well, you know, we're probably going to see this as just another fund that in 10 years' time, the economy will be pretty much the same and, you know, the funding would have gone to who knows.
And that's the concern that we all have as South Africans in terms of the growth and the opportunities going forward. We'll leave it there for tonight, Jameel, and certainly look forward to seeing a more robust conversations coming out from this. And of course, different recommendations on the back of the suggestions you've shared with us. Thank you again for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Jameel Khan, co-founder of the Unconventional CA, sharing his concerns regarding the proposed changes to the Transformation Fund, essentially offering an opportunity for businesses essentially to enhance their level of exposure to ESD development programs, but essentially receiving oversight from the government in terms of how that capital will be allocated. That raising concerns regarding transparency, governance, and controls. Share your thoughts with us, 0636880959. More than happy to get your views here on the show. A few of your voice notes have come in. We'll be sure to take them before or after in the second hour. So do keep sending them in. We've spoken about everything from the Transformation Fund, proposed changes to the BEE Transformation Fund, and how that will play an influence on ESD. We've also taken a very important look at the the resale value and resale and repurchase market of luxury goods in South Africa, and how a lot more South African consumers are participating in buying pre-owned luxury goods, but beyond that, being environmentally conscious about the needs and demands they have. And of course, if you're one of those who likes to watch economic news like I do, and will probably be up late tonight evaluating what happens with the US economy, share your thoughts with us around the interest rate cuts or expectations that we have of a potential cut or standing still of the standing still. There goes my English, or rather keeping the rate steady that we do anticipate from the US Federal Reserve. This too will also likely have a leaning and influence on the interest rate decision we'll hear from the MPC tomorrow. And maybe let's start there. How are you feeling as a consumer under strain? Was this January tough for you? Are you feeling the pressure of your credit and coming to the fore, or has it been easy for you to navigate? Or, like for many of us, will another interest rate cut do you well and serve you well in terms of managing your finances? Let us know. 0636880959. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959 with myself, Kukuletu Mfupi. It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, 4669. T's and C's apply.
Here's the thing about running a business. It needs constant connection with reliable